and mighty gone.
Father, we give you praise. We worship you. We say thank you for the gift of life. And we thank you for who you are. You are the great and the mighty God. I am that I am. The one that is more than enough. The ever-present God. The omniscient. Omnipresent God. We worship you, Father. Thank you for sounds of rejoicing we will not cease in our houses. Thank you because hallelujah will be our song. You know, hallelujah, ni womako. Most gently.
See one.
Everybody knows. may be seated. It's interesting that it's in church that we form. You know what forming is? And unfortunately, you are teaching the children to form. If King David could dance before the Lord, how much more that you are the king of your own house? And actually, it's an understanding of who God is. That's when you respond to God. The Bible says, even if the land is dry, if they don't blossom, we will praise God. Because we don't praise Him for the things that He's doing. We praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Except you think that God is not great. That's what you mean. What's wrong with these people? Are they just jumping? See this man, just jumping. When I was very small, I was always following my mother around. We go to church. My mother is a great dancer. If I bring her here today, we will not stop service. So she taught us all to dance. We follow her. We dance. Joy in my heart. Joy all the time. If it's a problem that is not making you dance, that problem will weigh you down. Say there's a problem. It's because you are seeing a problem. You will say there's a God. Wow. That's what will put springboards under your feet. Amen. It's the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new dawn. And it's the beginning of a new month. From January to December, to September. If you say things are tough, you are still standing. Don't forget, if you say things are tough, you are still standing. And there's still a hope for tomorrow. When there was no need for the Israelites to believe, they couldn't see. I think I've read that book for you. When God told them to go around the wall of Jericho, just knew that there was something in the land. Just go around and then take a great shout. The wall will come down. All they needed to know was that it was God that said it. What they were seeing was not important. If I tell you now, let's go around, so this land will become our own. Some people will sit down. I'll be like, what's wrong with this guy? It's family meeting. Hallelujah. Do you have testimonies? Are you sure you have testimonies?
Emi Ogbe Oga. Olorun alagbara lari opo eniyan emi o gbe oga emi o gbe oga olorun
any testimony, let me see.
Emi Ogbe Oga. Olorun alagbara. Lari opo eniyan. Emi Ogbe Oga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think I will take whose hand is up? Toji. Okay, this five. Just raise your hand. Toji. I will start from Tochi, Uche, then Mizoluwadare, is your hand up? Okay, so Tochi, Uche, Mizoluwadare, Toby, Divine, then Sunday will be the last.
Glory to Jesus.
Okay, so Victoria, then Sunday will be the last. Oh yeah, be fast. 1 minute. I'm timing it too.
Yes, sir.
There's no paparazzi. I've sang all the song for you. Hallelujah. On point. You know on point.
Hallelujah. Good morning, church. All right, I'll say I'm a little tensed, but not really tense. It won't show because it's actually my first time coming out to give a testimony. All right, I just want to thank God for His goodness, His love, His mercies. I just want to thank Him for everything because looking back, this same time, should I say last year? I'll say, okay, some people who know me very well, probably my family will bear me witness. I think it was, should I use the word breaking point for me? Because I think I couldn't really count anything about my life. I'll say, yeah, this same time last year, I couldn't count anything about my life at some point because I was, I think all around I was down financially, relationship-wise, work-wise. Everything was just actually down. And I think it got to a point during the Christmas, it was just something else. I think everybody was in Lagos. I just had to isolate myself. I went to Ogun State. I was alone. I think with my parents, I just had to spend my Christmas alone. That was this same time last year. But I just want to thank God. Like counting since the beginning of this year, from when we got to half the year till now, sincerely, I know, yes, I've been absent. I used to be absent. It's not as if I plan it most of the time, but I just want to say God has been doing a lot in my life, like beyond my imagination. The things I've been seeing, like sincerely, I never imagined myself there. Financial-wise, when it comes to my work, promotions, I won't lie, yeah, I'm small, but I just want to thank God. There are some things I don't see. From where I start being a teacher and I've become the deputy head of school for my school. And sincerely, it's not, I don't know, but I just want to say, God, thank you. It's not because I'm wise. It's not because I have wisdom. It's not because I'm intelligent. I don't count it. But I just know one thing. I said, God has just shown me mercy. That is one thing I say. Then I think I'll just lastly say this. I think I was at home one day. I don't know if it was Pastor M.Y. or Setman. I don't know. I was thinking of something. I don't know. The name of the church was just actually repeating in my head. Surpassing Grace Assembly. Surpassing Grace Assembly. I was like, those who are here, they don't know something. But one thing I got that day when that name was just reminiscing in my head is this. I'm not saying it out because everybody is here. But one thing I want to say is there is a grace here. And trust me, what that grace is a grace that surpasses all grace. That is what we have here. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Please say it because everybody is here. There's grace. Hallelujah. And it is God. Amen. Where the word of God is. I mean, we read it in Isaiah this morning. He said, my word, when I send it out, it cannot happen. It must accomplish that which I have sent it to accomplish. Except it's not his word. Hallelujah. Me, I will boast in my God. And I will boast in the Lord that we serve. Oh yeah, Uche. Uche has taken 30 seconds out of your own. And he's your brother, so.
Hallelujah. So today is Freedom Day. Okay, quickly, I wanted to sing before, but I'm just going to sing. I see how far you've brought me, Lord, I've come to worship you. You know, within the week, this week was, let me not say, a sickness week for me, never. But I was really down and, I now thought about, you know, after Thursday here, after Pastor NY's birthday and everything, jumping around, you know, I had to jump, you know, and then I felt relieved a bit. I got back home. In fact, this week, I didn't go to work. I mean, last week anyway. And I thought about last year. I said, last year, guy, last year you had a sickness that kept you down. It cannot happen this year again. Pastor Jory said something before the birthday. He said something about whatever your teacher teaches you, say it out and let you know along the line. And I had to recall back everything we've gotten on the altar here from Setman, from Papa Sajiri. And I just keyed to the Bible verse. I'm going to read it because it's sweet whenever I read it, from my own version anyway. Psalm 103 here, from 2 to 5. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget how kind he is. See, he forgives all my sin and heals all my diseases." You know, when I say he heals all my diseases, meaning he has healed it already, right? Good. Now, he said he keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things that I stay young and strong like an eagle. You know, after I read it, I just said, sickness is a lie. You cannot keep me bound. You cannot hold me bound. You know, I had to pray, and kept my faith strong over it. And this is me here today, bouncing in the Lord. Hallelujah. I still want to thank God for my younger brother, Chooks. He comes here once in a while. I want to thank God for the promotion in his life. He was promoted from, how do you call it, the normal staff to a manager, like a triple double promotion at work. It was surprising anyway to him, and he's now a manager, so everybody's getting a promotion in my family. Hallelujah. I want you to celebrate. I think a friend of mine will always say, if your friend is testifying, it means the blessing is close to your door, right? So I want you to thank God with me for his goodness over my life and family. I want to thank him also for my family, my wife, my brothers and sisters. God has been doing exceptionally, incredibly, since it's been going on beautifully. I used to wonder, Pastor Emma would tell me, marriage is a serious business. Sometimes you call me outside. I'll be thinking, is there anything attached that I'm not seeing yet? But I want to thank God for how far he has brought me. Things are running smooth, and may his name be glorified in Jesus' name.
He has said everything himself. But I want you to note one thing. He was thanking God on behalf of his family. Psalm 133, he says, "Behold, how good it is when brothers and sisters, they dwell together in unity. For there, God has commanded blessing." Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for my life. I want to thank God for my mommy. Today is her birthday. I also want to thank God for my daddy. Today is his birthday. So, and I want to thank God for my life. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for the growth that I am experiencing personally. Before, sometimes when I take decisions, I just wonder. I would just tell myself that I don't even know. Maybe it's the spirit of God that is speaking inside of me, or even the spirit of the devil. I don't know before when I take decision. But now I can differentiate between the spirit of God speaking to me and then when other spirit is speaking to me. I want to thank God for that spirit of discernment. Lately, before, sometimes I'll just sit down and get angry unnecessarily. But I found out lately that the day before yesterday, I sat down, and that same spirit that used to make me get angry, I was angry. And I just heard another spirit telling me that, "Why are you angry? You should not get angry." I was hearing it as in speaking. It's not like I'm hearing it from my ear. It was speaking to my mind. "Why are you angry?" I said, "You should rejoice." I can give you three instances where the Lord has spoken to me, speaking to my mind. And sometimes when I have, let me give you one example. There was my brother. We had a little disagreement with him. And I said to myself, "That is my brother. I'm not going to talk to him again. I'm not going to visit him." I was saying it when I woke up in the morning. So I just went to the bedroom to have my bath. I heard something speaking inside my mind that, "But you are at fault. You should go to that your brother and apologize." Immediately when I finished having my bath, I went to my brother immediately. I started narrating the whole thing, that I already said that I'm not going to visit you again. I said this, I said that. So immediately I was saying all that. He said, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I have been expecting. You know, the disagreement that could have led to a lot of things, that was the solution to the disagreement. So I want to thank God for this spirit that is in me. It knew me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And he said, she said something very profound. She said that she wants to thank God for her personal development. Amen. The things that we do, they are for us. And once we internalize it, it can come to bear on the outside. Amen. As we talk, speak the word of God, as we go through the Bible together, pack everything, sit down, break everything down, and begin to internalize. Hallelujah. That's growth. That's the journey we are talking about. He says it will complete that which he has started. As long as you don't give up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I go worship my God, oh. I go shout hallelujah. Me, I go worship my God, oh. My God do well for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for the gift of life. Over my life, over my family. I can remember very well. There are sometimes before joining SGA Church, whenever you tell me that, Toby, how are you going to get this thing? Or somebody asks me that, and I need money, I need like 100,000. Me, I'll be like, where do I want to see that one from? I'm always saying that a lot. Then, after coming to church and going through the Bible and everything, sometimes when somebody tells me that, Toby, I need 100,000, I'll say, don't worry, God will do it. When God do it for me, I'll now borrow you. Don't worry. So I'm always believing that. I'm always believing it. And that's how God has been helping me. Even when I was at home, I didn't have anything. I was doing my business. But I still wanted more for myself. And when somebody asked me, what are you doing? I said, don't worry, I'm doing my business. And I'm also doing another job that God is bringing already. I'm already doing it now. And when I was saying that, before you know it, God came through for me. So I just want to use this opportunity to tell us that let's say positive things to ourselves. And by doing this, God has been helping me, even in my family. Because my dad is doing a project. And when it started, we did not have anything. We didn't even know where it's going to start from. But whenever he asks us that, Toby, I want to go and do this thing, I would say, don't worry. When you get there, money will come, I'll send it to you. And when he gets there, God will just provide for me, and I'll be able to send something to him from where I am. So I just want to appreciate the name of the Lord for how far he has been helping me. Glory and honor be unto his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. The Bible says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Amen. Who is the next person? Mr. Sajiri.
Hallelujah. Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I stand here to testify of God's goodness in my life, in the life of my beautiful wife. Amen. And then for the lovely angels God gave me. If I not talk that one today, I will not enter house. One was already shaking her head. You know, several times my children will say, you love mommy too much. As in, sometimes they almost get jealous. And I tell them, you will not understand why.
I have 20 seconds left.
Amen.
I have just 30 seconds to talk about your wife.
Yes, yes.
You have 20 seconds.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of my greatest fear was marriage. Yes, marriage. Yeah, so, but you see, the greatest miracle ever God ever gave me was marriage again. Amen. I'm sharing this testimony to tell someone here, I don't know who it is, that which is your greatest fear, there are assets that God will put in there. Look very well. You will see that it's a blessing and not meant to put fear in you. Hallelujah. I've been able to do some things that I would not have been able to do alone if I didn't have the wife I have. I would not have been able to do them, because like the Bible says, one will chase 1,000 and two will chase what? 10,000. You can't calculate that mathematics, but it's just the grace of God. I stand here to thank God for the beautiful family he has blessed me with. I stand here to thank God for the kind of pastors he brought into my life. I practically didn't learn anything about marriage from anywhere else. I just trusted God and committed my life into his hands that he will make a way for me. And then by just being in church, I learned the things that I learned. Amen. And marriage has been the most beautiful thing that happened to me. Today, my life, my marriage is an epistle, the Bible itself, that my family members read. And everyone can see that I can do it also. If divine can do it, I can also do it. I just want to give God praise and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to bless the name of the Lord. He has been good to me, kind. I want to thank God for the salvation of my soul. Every member of my family, Il Hanati, and myself. So I'll go to it quickly. Sometime in the month of May, I made a decision after praying, because there was so much struggle in the job I was working before now. So I prayed to God and I asked him to give me directions. So eventually, I took the courage to resign from my job. And in the month of July, the session ended and I was back to the streets hunting for a job again. And there were times that I was so peaceful and people around me was like, what is wrong with this girl? Is she trying to be lazy or what? So everybody, my friends, my family were like, Victoria, you're not doing anything. What do you want to do? So because of the way they were, they started inserting fear. Before that time, I was very peaceful. I just knew God when he would do it. So fear started creeping in and I started praying, God, please, don't let these people mock me. So I got so many offers at the same time that I got very confused on which one to pick. There was even one that was so huge and I was like, hey, but the distance was quite far. And I was praying to God that this money is very much, hundreds and thousands, please, should I go? Because I've done something close to this and I didn't have peace throughout the period I was in that job. So I continued praying. Somebody called me, my sister called me and referred me to someone. And the person said, I've been trying to reach you. Your number I don't have, but I got your sister's number. Please quickly come to so-so-so place by 9 a.m. the next day. I didn't have money. I had to call Uche that day, that morning. I was like, God, I must get to this place this morning. I don't know how it's going to be. So I just called Uche and God did it. He went at the help he could. And I went straight for the interview. There were much people there. So many people. I was rejecting. Like, hey, look at people with inside that dress, that suit and everything. I said, okay. I sat down. And after a while, when I was called in, I was given an oral test. I was given an IT test. I was given the 3 stages test. And I want to thank God, each of the tests were tests that I was so familiar with. I was able to eat each because of the courses I've been taking. And I thank God I was able to clear them. And when I got in, they went through my portfolio again and they asked, the woman who was interviewing me said, you don't have a degree yet. I said, yes, ma'am, but I'm in view. She said, so how come were you able to pass this stage. I said experience made it happen, and God who brought me here made it happen. She said, she looked at me and said, what church do you attend? I said, Surpassing Grace. She said, hey, different churches with different names. Where is that one? I said, Ogudu Road. She said, well, I like the way you are talking confidently. I said, thank you, ma. She said, okay, I will call you so time and give you your feedback the next day. So now I went home and I was hoping the next day I was going to get a feedback. But I kept on praying, God, even with this multitude I see, I must be picked. I was so happy with the interview and everything. So when I go home, because the way I was, I continued praying in my under my breath, even in the vehicle. Before I got home, the woman sent me a text. Come so time tomorrow and start your job. And I want to say thank you, Jesus, because where I started this job is not my certificate that took me there. I do not have the certificate. I want to thank God because this is a job many people who have the degree, who have everything they could have, and they are rejected. I want to bless God who has shown me mercy and who slotted me in. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Be exalted in my life in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. God is good. You know that in all this we've heard, we have found that in all that we think is happening in this country, is making a way for us where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. And that's the beauty of God and holding on to his word. In the book of Genesis, when he spoke to Isaac, he said, you will go to a land that I will show you. There was famine. The Bible records that Isaac stayed in Gerar and he prospered. Amen. As long as you obey. Hallelujah. Sasajiri is lost. So you are saying that if you're pounding yam on a leaf and you cook in the shell of nuts, granite, cook soup, and you serve it, the person that will be bellyful will be filled. So no matter how little or how small you think these things are, amen, or how scarce you think these things are, it cannot be scarce for the people of God. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for he's my father, and whenever I call on him, he answered me. I want to thank God on behalf of my family, my son, my siblings, and on behalf of HGA family. They have been a good family to me, and I say may God continue to bless them in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for my work too. Just 2 days to end last month, that's September, I received a call from the management. Blessing. Don't tell anybody this. I say, ma, well, I called you, you did not pick your call. I say, you people say we should not use phone. He said, that's good. Blessing. Madam said, I should tell you that your salary has been increased. I say, Again? I fast. I was just sitting down there. Everybody raised their hand up that they want to testify. I was like, nothing to testify about. So, but that seat is so hot for me. As in, don't you know that you're supposed to stand here and testify about this so that God will make a way for a bigger one to come? So I want you people to help me and thank this Almighty God for increasing my salary, and it will continue to be increased in Jesus' name.
I think someone is at the point of despair, and that's why she came to give her testimony. Someone is like, nothing is happening. It's you. Amen. Don't take the things of the Spirit lightly. No, she has been signaling me that she wants to give testimony. I said, no, I counted. And I said, after Victoria, it's Sunday. But God needed that testimony because of somebody. And I have that confirmation from there. So God is on your case. Don't give up.
What you think is not enough is going to be surplus. I always like Toby's testimony. He said, God's goodness, I mean, His greatness is good on you. And His goodness is great on you. Hallelujah. He's such a wonderful God. If you hold on to Him, see, no paparazzi. They are not mere words. Okay? Everything that we do, they are not mere words. He says, hold on to my word. I'm not saying hold on to the Bible and carry the Bible everywhere. That word has to sit on the inside of you so that you can reproduce it at every time. On Thursday, we were hearing about the fact that a soft answer turns away wrath. So do other came to testify. There is no forming, no ego. Go and apologize. And somebody said, that's what I'm waiting for. And then you will say you read the Bible and you cannot see that God expects you to pursue peace. When you pursue it, you are chasing it. Whether you are right or you are wrong. The word of God is so powerful. It's a seed that you cannot afford not to sow into your life. Don't worry about everybody sitting next to you, your life. If you sow that seed to your life, that's when it's germinating, it will grow. It will give us a canopy. Then it will affect the next one on your left and the next one on your right. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the grace of mercy, the grace of blessing that has affected me to do you. Oh, yeah, come. Otherwise, I will not take it. Amen.
Hallelujah. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh, Lord, You are excellent in my life every day. Oh, Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh, Lord, You are excellent. Hallelujah. The song has said it all. He has been so good. You probably expect me to say I've gotten a promotion or I've gotten millions, but no. The fact that I am alive, I am standing here, my husband, my children, my family, my parents, one is 85, one is going to be 80, and we are all there. His goodness is there all day long. Every day He shows His goodness. And when Uche was giving his testimony and he said something about when people give testimonies and other people, you rejoice with them so that your own will come. Definitely my own is coming. It's being packaged very well. Very, very well. And I am expecting it. So I just want to thank God for His goodness. He has been so, so good. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sunday.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Calm down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are overwhelmed. Amen. Even me, I'm vibrating. Praise God. In case you don't know, it's because of Him that I'm dressed like this. When I was planning to come for October 1 this morning, I was going to come with my Super Eagles jersey. And then I suddenly remembered that we'll be doing marriage blessing. I said, no. Let me dress. Hallelujah. Are you ready to talk?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me just say, this is my very first time in this church having a testimony. Since the time I joined this church, last month, September, I clocked 40 years on this earth. I thank God for my life, for my family, my siblings, everyone in this church. I want to thank Seth Man, Pastor MY, Mommy D, Mr. Sajiri, Mrs. Sajiri, and everyone in this church for impacting my life. I could remember last 2 years, few weeks before my birthday, I had an accident on my way to work. Last year, the same thing, few weeks before my birthday, a week before my birthday, after leaving church service on Sunday, I had an accident on my way home at this Ogudu. I had to call Mr. Sajiri, and he came to meet me at the local government here in Ogudu. I thank God for my life that I got married last month. The journey wasn't easy, but I thank God for everything concerning my life. I could remember last year, exactly last year, it was on Sunday that I had my birthday. After service, Mrs. Sajiri called me with Mommy D. She told me last year that next year you will not celebrate your birthday as a single. And I said amen. And today I thank God that I'm not married. Thank you, Pastor Ewai. Thank you, Mommy D. Thank you for everything.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That's why I just want to say, oh, Bahala, no. Oh, Lord, ya, no. Ni gbogbo ona
ese o baba
o pa lanu olorun iyanu
ni gbogbo ona ese
o baba lanu
Olorunyanu ni gbogbo ona ese o baba.
Last 2 years before I lost my mom, she always kept telling me, Olaso, call me. I want to see your own child. I want to see your own child. You are the only son that I had. I want to see you. I want to carry your baby. I'll just tell her, hey, Efimile, just leave me alone. Ah, you've seen my sister, my other sisters, daughters and sisters, brothers. You've seen their own children. Don't worry about me. Well, she kept on telling me, I want to see your, let me just see your own child. I said, hey, am I worried? Hey, Efimile. But she's late now. How I wish she's still alive to witness today. I thank God for my life. Thank you, everyone, in surpassing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the living Jesus. It has been long I've been here. Like Pastor Mwa used to say, run away soldier. I actually promised Bro Sunday that after his wedding, I'll be in church. And I came. Thank God for that. Actually, this morning was somehow for me. I even told my wife that I'm not going again, Jared. She said, no, if you know you are not going, you are not going to the other church self. I said, okay, no problem, I will come. So thank God for that. Yeah, something keep telling me to stand up from that seat to come and share my own testimony as well. I'm the kind of person that I shy away from testimony. I don't give testimony. But something just said, stand up and share this testimony that I've that I did for you. Well, sometimes 2 weeks ago, I remember that I just paid some school fees and house rent and every other thing. Despite the fact that I have a project going on, I don't have a lot of money on me. And it just happened that one of our customers called and I went to go and attend to the person. I don't know whether you've done an easy job before. Something like just remove one wire from somewhere and that's all. I just removed the wire and I told the person, it's just this wire that is causing the whole problem. That's all. And the person just said, hey, don't worry. The next thing I'm going to see, I saw a lot of 300,000. I said, hey, from where? It's just a gift. He said, I just give you that this is not from the company, just a gift. I said, wow. Ah. I said, maybe it's God refunding all the money I've spent. So I think that was what, He said, go and share this testimony. Did you work for the money? I didn't work for it. Just me removing a cable and somebody just sent that kind of money for me. This time, this period, Nigerian period, Emi Lokan. Ah, I said, okay, this one has, let me come and share this testimonial. So that's why I'm here this morning. I just want to give glory to God that God has been providing for my family. It has been wonderful to me. He has been helping me despite the fact that, financially, I can't count countless of times that God has been favoring me. Just help me thank God. Bye.
God in a helele. God in a wire. God in a helele. God in a wire. Nobody be like her. Nobody be like her.
Standing, let us thank God for these testimonies. Thank Him that they have testified, they point us to the fact that He's with us. Hallelujah. He says, when the preacher was speaking the word, he said, the Spirit of God was present. Hallelujah. Thank Him because indeed you are next in line. Hallelujah. Repo canta liga po pati kete te lira pratoska. Erebo scan de liga po praling latoska tatinda lira. E katoma kaliga po repo tapompa kalingra discando dike resedia. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for these testimonies. Thank you because they are a testimony
a testifying point to the fact that the word works. Hallelujah. Everyone that has come forth, I said, I understood by the word. Hallelujah. I understood by the things that are preached. Hallelujah. And our lives are influencing one another towards you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, because by this time next month, when we do gather again, there will not be room enough to contain our gratitude. For those looking forward to a promotion, this is the beginning, hallelujah, of a new beginning, hallelujah. For as many as looking forward to be child, the seed is sown right now in Jesus' name. Businesses flourish. Hallelujah. Because of God in the midst of us, Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. We're supposed to end service at 11 o'clock, but these children of God have extended service. Well, we do what we have to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in 1 Timothy, we'll take the communion this morning. And please don't shy away from it. It is the power of God. Amen. And he said, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. Whatever Christ stood for on the cross, that's where you do it. You recall the goodness of God. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, I'm going to read from verse 1 and I'm going to end at verse 12. Just give me 10 minutes and let's be attentive. It says, now the Spirit expressly states that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the word of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the new life, of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Amen. It says again, verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Amen. This was a letter written, and he's admonishing us. It says in verse 1 that the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving in to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, and speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience smeared with hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding. So he's saying that's what is going to be happening. Okay? But verse 12 tells us what we should do. It says, be an example to the believer in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in spirit, and in purity. And this morning, where we were looking at Philippians 1, Philippians 1:27 says, Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. It's very important. Don't think that you are living a life in isolation. Even when you think that you are living in isolation, somebody is seeing you somewhere. He says, be an example to the believers, not to the unbelievers, so that you can encourage the believers as well. He says, in your word, in conduct, very important, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Hallelujah. The life that we live is no longer ours. That's what the Bible says. So if you have to live a life that's an example to believers, in word and in conduct, you have to be filled with that word to be able to understand how to conduct yourself. And that's why Paul said in Philippians 1 that we read, that you should conduct yourself, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Amen. If the Bible says that you should wait patiently for the Lord, let your conduct show that you are waiting patiently for the Lord. So that when you give the testimony, or when you arrive at that destination, you are confidently able to say, the Lord has been good to you. Amen. When you stand in faith, and all that you see is God, and when you are seeing God, is directing you, you are able to say that the Lord has been good to me because I have stood by his word. That word is very important. This is the beginning of a new month. I think we read in Genesis chapter 8, verse 5, that in the 10th month, the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountain began to be visible. Things will begin to happen. Hallelujah. Everything that has been unfolding from now, from the beginning to now, okay, is crystallizing. It's crystallizing. You know what crystallizing is? When you were in school, or when I was in school, I don't know if you know me, I'm an Ajebo. So when we were in school, we used to have practical classes. So they would tell us when you get home, you should put salt in water. And then you boil the water until the water is dried up. Eh? So they'll show us a little in the lab. And then we go home. Then I'll put water, I'll put it on the pot. And then we'll boil. You just hear someone scream, oh, no, you are. Because I finished kerosene. I'm doing practice. And then you boil, and then you suddenly see whitish substance in the way. As the water is boiling, when it gets to, what's the boiling point of water? 100 degrees. That is when it gets on, it begins to, you see white on the rim, and then it begins to, that's crystallizing. So the salt begins to get its original form back. Okay? And you begin to say, oh, I can see this is happening, it's happening. Amen. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that the things that you have believed and the things that you have been told this month is crystallizing. So much so that before the end, you will have good results. But you have to be an example to the believers. In word, in faith, in spirit, and in purity. You cannot separate these things from your life. You will be an example. If people had gone to seek aid elsewhere, the one that came and said, I was not feeling fine, if they are going to seek aid elsewhere, they won't have been able to stand before you and say, I believed on the word of God. Hallelujah. And for you to know that God watches over your affairs, the one that somebody called and said, come, we are increased, we should increase your salary. You did not ask for it. But the promises of God are yes and they are amen. But the good thing is that God will always fulfill his own part of the deal. You and I have to fulfill our own part of the deal. You have to be an example in word and in faith. Let's not conduct ourselves anyhow. I mean, like nobody is seeing me. If you think nobody is seeing you, God watches every single step of the way. He sees. And that's the only person that should even matter, whether he sees you or not. He's the only person that should matter. But it also should matter to you what other people perceive that goes out of you. He said God looks on the inside. Men look on the outside. That's why you cannot behave anyhow. Abi? There are some ways you conduct yourself that there are some ways people conduct themselves that you wanna you cannot do that one. So if you are going home now, you just see me carry to remove this agbada and try to throw fist with a Marwa there. You don't come back. I say, that's what you say. If you sit down and think that if I see somebody doing this, I'm going to marvel at it, then you know that you yourself are not supposed to be in that kind of position. Because there is no conduct that is specific to anybody. The conduct is specific to all believers. Amen. Our lifestyle is very important. Our lifestyle speaks of who we are on the inside. You know, I've been in a place where everybody was just having a nice time. And everybody just felt that it was time to relax. And so people were drinking alcohol and all that. I was just laughing. Because when the alcohol kicked in, you know when it kicks in. So when the effect of the alcohol kicked in, I said, why is this guy talking like this? He will just say nonsense. Like, thank you, you just say nonsense. But till today, the nonsense he said, I can't remember. You can't remember. And when they are drinking like that, you know what they say? They say what happens in Vegas. That's the meaning, no? That what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Meaning that if you hear any nonsense, you edit in Vegas and leave it there in Vegas after that. But it creates a whole image. I'm not here to debate whether it's good to drink or not. No, I'm not there. If you like, drink. If you like, don't drink. When it will kick in, we shall be there to help you. Hallelujah. I've told you the day I didn't know that they put alcoholic wine in my fridge. I was very thirsty. That's why when you want to drink something, first of all, sip. I'll do like this. You know, this bottle of water you see here, you know, you can take it and gulp it in one gulp. Abi, and you won't taste. It's possible. So that day I just got home. The thing was, I needed a cold drink badly. I didn't expect that would be in my fridge. When I took that cup, it was after I just gulped it. I wasn't tasting. It was when the last one dropped. I felt, this thing is all too. So I just went to JJ. I slept on the couch for 10 hours. 10 good hours. Since that day. And it's all this amper that people carry around. Since that day. There's no way. If you carried it, come. I will carry my glasses. Say you know I wear glasses. But you don't know. I will carry it. I read. It says 0.5. I don't want 0.5. So imagine that I took that cup and I went out. That's how I would go. I'll be swaying. And then someone will call you and say, we saw Pastor Enwa, he was swaying. Someone will say, we are not coming to that church again. They are not preaching what they are saying. They are not doing what they are saying. That's the same thing that applies to you. That the things you have heard, if you are not doing it, it can turn off the next person when they see you. We know God is merciful, but don't tempt God. As we step forth into this month, make up your mind that you pray the more. You will study the word the more. And thank God there is no competition. You study the word for yourself. So that when you are, when things, the challenges will come, except you are not in this world anymore. Challenges will come. If there are no challenges, you are not doing something right. There will always be challenges. But the response is what makes you feel at home and relaxed. Life is beautiful. It's not in doing things upside down. In word, in purity, in faith, in love. It was very deliberate about those choices that he was putting there. Anything that will harm the next person is not in love. Hallelujah. Anything done to restore another person is in love. Be examples to the believers. Amen. Ephesians 6. I hope you are reading the daily Bible scriptures. Verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That's why I told you that it's a challenge. Verse 12, 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you're able to stand, withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having gathered your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. It says there in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is how a soldier should be kitted. Everything that he has done, he took from the head. I mean, he took for the head, he took for the breast, he took the shield, because it's an onward march in Christ. Hallelujah. So there's helmet of salvation, there's the breastplate of righteousness, you get your waist with the belt of truth, Abby, and then you shod your feet. You didn't put anything on your back. Abby, there's nothing on the back. Because it's an onward march. God has your back. Hallelujah. But these things that you must do, you have to guard yourself with the truth. Remember 1 Timothy chapter 4. In purity, in faith, in spirit, in word. Okay? And that's what he's saying, that this whole armor that you should do, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, shod your feet with the gospel of truth, peace. and then with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You cannot live life without being properly kitted. And this thing is not one heavenly host that is coming to come and build a, like when you're watching Spartan or Superman or Voltron, when somebody will shoot, and then one shield will now come around you as it cannot penetrate. It has to be the things that you have loaded yourself with. No breastplate of righteousness, no word, then the very, it says this shield of faith that we are able to ward off. Everybody's life in his hand. Amen. God can only do so much. And what he has done is that if you take use of the provision that he has made, then there is a certainty. If you are not going to hold on to the breastplate, if you are not going to hold on to the truth, if you are not going to shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace, if you are not going to use your shield of faith, that's what stops the fiery darts of the enemy. Faith. So it is eminent and it's evident that when the enemy comes, it's your faith in God that will be a shield for you. Amen. We'll take the communion this morning. Time is fast spent. And 1 Timothy says that, 1 Timothy 4, said that you should receive with thanksgiving everything. That has been sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Receive with thanksgiving. As we take the bread, the blood, and the body of Christ this morning, just take a reflection. What does the cross mean to you? What of his death on the cross? What does it signify? What it signifies or what it means and what it means to you, there are two different things. Which one that is important is that which it signifies. Once you lay your hold of your hand on what it signifies, then it begins to make the correct meaning to you. By his stripes we are healed. Our infirmities and took away our diseases. By his death and his resurrection, we have eternal life. We have that confidence to step forth. Father, we bless these elements of communion. Thank you because we do this in obedience to your word. Not only for just this singular meeting, but every time we do this, we do it in remembrance of you. Thank you for the significance of the resurrection in our life. Thank you because we have an understanding of what Christ stands for, the authority we have in you, and everything that pertains to the cross. We give you all praise and adoration. We give you all the glory, Father. Even as we take these elements, if we need to make peace with God, let's do that where you are. There's no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Let's thank him. But everyone that takes this, it is health to their flesh and to their bones. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name.
This life. This life that I have is the life of God. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life of God.
Zoe,
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 Zoe.
Zoe,
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 Zoe.
Let everybody just take a minute and pray to God. Just thank Him. Whatever you believe in God for, everything is predicated on this promise of the Son. And mark this day. And remember the things that you do ask for. Very life of blood, the very life of God on the inside of you. If there's a healing, receive it. Provision. It's an all-encompassing gift. Just talk to God. It's your personal time with God. Everything I'm saying is just to help you. Just talk to God. A broskar tapum badisha. Bible says He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. He has exchanged His life for ours, so that we can be called the planting of the Lord, oaks of righteousness. Lord, we thank You. Now go ahead and take the communion in faith. The crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The power of God will flow. You will run through. The power of God will set you apart. In Jesus' name.
Agbara.